Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Edwin, E-D-W-I-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Edwin Smith is a 41-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-20-22. At that time, he was trying to lift a door on his box truck. It was stiff and jammed, causing him to develop symptoms in his left shoulder and arm. He did go to Virgin Emergency Room afterwards. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. He states that a few months before the subject event, he had a similar mechanism of injury involving the right shoulder. This was treated with physical therapy. He got a shoulder brace on his own and then returned to work before the subject incident. He describes in the last few months he developed pain in the right arm, elbow, wrist, and hand with no new injury. He was working at Target during that period of time. He states he got a wrist brace on his own but did not see a physician. His position at Target involves manually loading boxes onto pallets. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Smith alleges he was opening a truck door on 5-20-22, injuring his left arm and left shoulder. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 5-27-22. He reported going to Virtual Hospital, where he had x-rays. This was after a left shoulder injury 5 days ago. He was pulling the cargo door up, but it was hard pulling up. He was taking ibuprofen for pain and a prescribed muscle relaxant. He purchased a sling for comfort. His pain level was 6/10. He was working at the insured for 7 months and worked an average of 40 hours per week. After exam, he was diagnosed with a strain of the left shoulder. He was instructed on cryotherapy and was referred for formal physical therapy. No medications were prescribed or dispensed. He returned on 6/21/22 and reported improvement, but he still had pain when he lifts heavy items. He was not working. He was taking ibuprofen and applying biofreeze as needed. On this occasion, he admitted to injuring the left shoulder 5 months prior to the subject event. He also reported he had a knot, K-N-O-T, in the lower right trapezius since Monday. He was able to perform lawn work and work around the house. He was in discomfort when lifting two heavy trash bags and carrying them to the dumpster around the block. The physician assistant learned he had attended 3 physical therapy sessions to date. He had been discharged, having achieved functional improvement. Ms. Paolizzi, P-A-O-L-I-Z-Z-I, cleared him to return to work effective 6/26/22. prepare. The petitioner wanted the rest of the week to prepare to go back to full duty. Period. He was then discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was able to remove his sweatshirt overhead with ease. Period. He then remained in a loose tank top shirt. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full with intermittent crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to T12 and on the left to T10. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and locking. The wrist, that is normal. Shoulders normal. Hands, wrist, elbows normal. Cerebral and thoracic normal. Impression on 5/20/22. Edwin Smith experienced pain in his left shoulder and hand after trying to open a cargo door on his truck. Period. He went to the emergency room afterwards where he had x-rays. Period. He followed up at Concentra, who was referred for physical therapy. Period. He attended therapy for only a few sessions, but still had achieved functional improvement. Period. He was cleared to return to full duty effective 6/26/22. Period. He also now reports he developed symptoms in his right upper extremity a few months ago while working at Target without a specific injury. Period. New paragraph. The current examination is benign. Period. Has full range of motion of both upper extremities, including the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers. Period. Had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left hand or shoulder. Period. Has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end.